B'tochen for Life, Shir number 315, Erev Shabbos Kiddush, Parshas Kisisa. We are explaining how emunah, basic emunah, is fundamental for a person to have true b'tochen. And we began explaining that we have to realize that we have no understanding why and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the world. Even though there seems to be a natural course of events, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calculations are endless, far beyond what we can imagine. So the only thing we can do is respond the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to respond. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to get nervous from situations. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to think that this world is bound by Teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, Baruch HaGever Asher Yivtach Bashem. Don't make your childish calculations. Of course you have to do your hishtadlus, and we're not minimizing that. But we're talking about the attitude. Your attitude towards the world, towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has to be much greater than what you perceive in front of you, than the way you think Teva has to run. And let's take a basic example of this. If we would be having a conversation with Albert Einstein, we would never think that we'd be able to figure out what's going through that man's head. We understand that his brain is light years ahead of us, and whenever he says something, there's 3 million things that are going on behind what he just said. So even if we can try to get a glimpse into what he said, but ultimately to think that we can guess what his next move will be silliness. It's an immature way to approach such a great mind. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu any slower than Albert Einstein? If we are smart enough to realize that a person that thinks that he can figure out what's going on in Albert Einstein's head is a fool, why don't we think the same way about a person that thinks that he can figure out what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's next move will be? Hashem's next move has millions and billions of calculations that we can't even begin to imagine. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us one thing. B'miyachalim lechastai. Anticipate my Yeshua. Wait for my Yeshua. Wait for my bracha. Wait for my hatzlacha. Don't give up. Realize that my greatness is much greater than you can imagine. And just because you don't see a way out doesn't mean I don't have billions of ways to get you out. This is the basic emunah that bitachon is built on. To truly internalize, to truly understand how much greater HaKadosh Baruch Hu is than anything that we can imagine. That is the purpose of the Yom Tov of Pesach as we approach this Yom Tov. To realize that those great nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did by Kriyas Yam Suf, by Yetzias Mitzrayim, were not a one-time thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did open miracles maybe one time, but they are a demonstration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's endless power, endless involvement in the world. And the more we can internalize emunah, the more we can realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much greater than us, and he has much more plans than we can ever imagine, the more we will be able to have bitachon. We will, Amir Tzah Hashem, continue elaborating on this topic.